The state's coastal zone management program will finish closing down by the end of the day on Thursday. The state House of Representatives last night turned down a last-chance bill that could have only extended the program until it got to Governor Parnell's desk, where he says he would have vetoed it. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The 18-18 vote came on the second day of a special session and followed a lengthy committee hearing and floor debate. The immediate excuse for refusing to extend the program was the administrative condition that it was in. The Parnell administration had taken all the steps necessary to have it closed, providing the governor with a reason to reject any attempt to bring it back. With only 5 of 33 employees left, no furniture, and no place to work from, it was unable to operate. A point that turned Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker against extending the program. He had been credited by many members as the one person most responsible for getting the special session together with a bill that the House and the Senate had agreed to in advance. He says that a well-working coastal management program is good policy that advances resource development. But he says at this point, the window has closed.
The existing program, the program that is functioning currently, expires, goes out of existence June 30th, and for all practical purposes, it is physically out of existence today. Respectfully, it's just a painfully simple thing, but the clock has run out on this program.
Hawker said extending the program at this late date would put work and jobs at risk statewide for large and small businesses, as well as for individuals.
If there had been time to reconstitute that agency in a manner that would assure and provide certainty and predictability for all those individuals, all those contractors, and all those resource development entities that want to make investments in this state, I would be a huge supporter of this bill, as I was the first time it came before this body. But again, unfortunately, our clock has run out.
Minority Leader Beth Curtula, who worked for the Coastal Management Program early in her career, said it's not too late to let the state keep the best tool it has to protect its sovereignty.
This program is the only way that we have a jurisdictional hook and have a say, an actual veto right over federal projects on federal lands or in federal waters. Otherwise, we might get to comment just like somebody from Colorado or New Jersey, but we don't have a way to say no.
Curtula says the agency's current backlog could be brought up to date quickly. And she said the loss of the program would be felt around the state, killing jobs and impeding development. The House adjourned the special session shortly after the vote. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.